Dying Blood Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm Blood Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is from our 2016 Authority Conference hosted by Dr. Billy Brim and Pastor Chip Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how to get your copy of this powerful conference today.
And so I'm meditating on this. I'm getting ready for this Authority Conference. I've already got authority messages. I've got great testimonies of how tornadoes and demons fled when this happened. You've read about them, heard some of you, and I can't wait to preach that. And I'm sitting there dialing it in, and I hear the Lord, and I'm sitting there studying on authority, and I hear the Lord say to me, dial it in, dial it in. And I knew what he meant. Come on, click it in a little bit closer, Chip. I said, okay. So I'm going through the scriptures, and there it was, right flat in front of me. It's cool to dial in. Yeah. You see things you didn't see before. And you know what I dialed into when I went a little bit past the authority? It focused in on the blood. If there was no blood shed, there would be no authority. Blood had to be shed for you to have authority. Mom wrote a book, The Blood and the Glory. I think there needs to be a sequel, The Blood and the Authority. The blood, huh? When you dial it in, you'll see differently. You'll think differently. You'll act differently. Like David and Abraham. And you'll be the champion. You'll be coachable. Things will come in front of you. You'll just smile because you know about the blood. I'm dancing about the blood. I thank God for the blood. I was pleaded the blood over more times than anybody in this room. 100 times more. Even when I didn't want to get it, she'd plead that blood over me. And I didn't even want her to. But now I thank God she did. Amen. I remember we'd go out partying and this and that and almost have a wreck. And my buddies who didn't even go to church, saved or nothing, said, it's your mama and that blood thing that saved us. Oh, don't say that. Well, it is. Then we'd go back home, and there we'd be, and they'd go, get your mama to get out here to plead the blood on. And they wouldn't even be Christians. Even the world could see the power of the blood. Brother Hagin said, every benefit and blessing we possess in our redemption, including complete and total victory over Satan, is based on Jesus and its triumph over Satan at the cross. All of this victory over Satan is because of Jesus' shed blood. I dialed it in. The blood. The blood. Thank God there would not be authority without the blood. And then I heard, dial it in. I went back to my desk, dial it in. Lord, it hit the blood. Dial it in. Click, 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 click. Man. And I saw it. And I saw it. To have authority, blood must be shed. And for blood to be shed, there must have been a covenant made. And I dialed it into the covenant. And he said, there it is. There it is. He said, train yourself to become covenant minded. There'd be no authority without blood, and to have blood, there had to be a covenant. Y'all agree with that or not? When you become blood covenant, there's not going to be no more praying and spraying. You won't doubt or question or quit because you dialed in and know about that covenant. You'll talk differently. You'll act differently. Amen? Because you're blood covenant minded. Is anybody ready to dial in today? Are you ready to upgrade your scopes on your gun? Are you ready to put your night vision goggles on? You're going to see more things and focus and clearly than you've ever seen before. Now, here's what we got to do to understand this. We got to understand covenant teaching 101. All right? So, I'm going to do that with you, and that's what the Lord had me do. Israel relied on their knowledge and knowing of the covenant. And a great example was David. And David, now remember, he's the one that I wanted to coach. Man, I got David's. I don't care if they're 1 foot tall, right? He killed it. The whole Israel, the whole nation was hiding in fear. But he came in there, and did anybody ever notice what he talked to King Saul about that nobody else did? He talked covenant. David was covenant-minded. Therefore, he could do what he did. Sure, he may be strong. Sure, he may be big. Sure, he may be undefeated. But he's an uncircumcised Philistine. Woo, son. Did y'all hear what he just said? Y'all want me to translate it to you? He has no covenant. You ever seen Brother Copeland teach you? You ever see it in his... Is that him just trying to be, no, man, when you know covenant, my God. Because I have covenant with them, the blood was shed for me, protects me, and I have authority in this situation. Man, when you dial it in, you're different. You're no more praying and spraying and got 5,000 confessions to say, and thank God for confessions. That's just like Jesus on the 613 line. Dial it in, man. Dial it in. Focus it. And David comes in there and tells King Saul, who is this uncircumcised Philistine who defies the armies of the living God? Are we the army of the living God? Then we need to be covenant-minded. When you're covenant-minded, you're blood-minded. And when you're blood-minded, you're authority-minded. Amen? Is anybody getting anything out of this? But the covenant David stood on was not made before Goliath. It was made long ago with Abram. That's the covenant he stood on. All right? So here are the promises that God promised Abram. And they were great promises. He promised him to be the father of many nations, a great deal of land for him and his descendants to peacefully live on. His promises of health and long life and well-being and blessings and victory. But at first, we know by the story, Abram had a hard time believing it. Okay? In the beginning. The same reason Christians have a hard time believing. They're not covenant-minded. You've got to dial it in. Now, Abram knew covenant with families, but never blood covenant with God. I mean, he's God. Now, I know I'm in covenant with God, but not blood covenant. It all, when God said to Abram, get a heifer, that's where the inspirational music begins to play. That's the day everything changed. I'm going to make blood covenant with you. Can you imagine Abram's thinking, blood covenant with me? Is that even legal? The Creator? To have a covenant with me, a blood covenant? And so in Abraham's day, a blood covenant signified an absolute unbreakable guarantee between man's word. So here were the terms of a covenant that, now, here's what I really want you to follow along with me. I'm going to tell you the terms of Abraham's knowledge of a covenant, and then God, a blood covenant with a family, and then God coming in saying, I want a blood covenant with you. And his thinking changes from, I can't do this, I'm too old, I can't, are you understand? To totally convinced and persuaded that God will do what he said he would. This is what's going to happen because he dials it in. Now here's what Abram knew about covenant that I studied. When a covenant is made, promises and agreements are exchanged. They give to one another everything they had and all that they represented. Everything was going to be exchanged. No longer they would be two, but they would be one and fill in the weaknesses gaps. And the first, and then they would prepare a blood covenant. So a statement like, get me a heifer or something like that would be made. And then they would get three large animals. This is now I'm talking about what he knows between families, Abram. Get me three large animals, split them down the spine. Okay. Split the halves on each side, make a path in between them. And that path was called the way of the blood. All right? In Hebrew, it means the way of the blood. Then, this is the terms of the condition of the covenant. Then they would exchange coats. And the exchanging of coats meant a mutual agreement of authority. Isn't that cool? See, but blood had to be shed. And a covenant and agreement had to be made. Are y'all getting this? And that's why we're focusing in on this. And so, coats would be exchanged, and meaning all that I do and all that I have now is yours. Now, this is all going in Abram's mind, right? Then they would exchange weapons. My strength is now your strength. Your enemies are now my enemies. My weapons are your weapons. All right? This is what we're agreement with. So in a great example of this with God and David, watch this in Psalm 89, 20 through 28 in the New Living Translation. Now watch this if you don't think this is covenant. Now everybody look at me here. The Lord said all through the Bible is a thread woven through the scriptures of covenant. Everything is tied into covenant. When Jesus even taught that to the Jews about the prodigal son, put a robe on his back. He was speaking covenant. Always covenant minded. When he was talking about communion, always often do this, my body and my blood. That was the covenant. Do it often. He was saying, be covenant minded. Dial it in. You won't die early. You won't get sick. Dial it in. Become covenant-minded like Abraham did. But see, God had to convince him of it because at first he wasn't convinced. Now, watch this. My enemies are your enemies. Are you kidding? Watch this in the New Living Translation, Psalm 89. Was it up there and it disappeared? We're going to start with 20 through 28. This is God speaking. When you find something, that means he's looking for faith. His eyes are searching to and fro.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 Authority Conference in Oklahoma City. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447, and visit our website for archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org, BILLYEBRIM.ORG.